This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we'll talk about the Scots of Lewis. On November 6, 1838, 200 Gaelic-speaking Scots arrived in the eastern townships. Most came from the Isle of Lewis, an island of the Outer Hebrides archipelago located northwest of Scotland. The population of this island lived in a rural setting on lands that belonged to the island's major landowners. They grew potatoes, their main dietary staple. Throughout the 1830s, the major landowners rented their lands out to sheep breeders, a much more profitable venture for them. In doing so, potato farmers chose to move to other parts of Scotland or fled to North America. The difficult conditions they had known on the Isle of Lewis prepared these pioneers well for the harsh conditions they would encounter in the townships. Those who could afford to purchase land would settle in Lingwick Township. Gould was the first village to welcome these Gaelic Scots. Others would settle in Nova Scotia and Ontario. James Ross, the most influential member of the Scottish community, arrived in Quebec in 1829. In 1845, he settled in Gould, where he opened a general store. He held the positions of postmaster, mayor, and lieutenant colonel in the militia. In 1867, he was elected member of the Legislative Assembly for Compton County. Between 1838 and 1888, many Scots who arrived in Canada would settle in the Winslow, Witten, Marston, and Hampton townships. During these years, several French Canadians also moved to these townships. These two groups, however, are not the only ones who wish to reap the benefits of this area. John Henry Pope, an important political figure, wished to exploit the region's resources and develop a railway. In 1870, he founded the St. Francis and Mégantic International Railway in collaboration with some Sherbrooke businessmen. In 1879, Lac Mégantic's urban and industrial center emerged. The Scottish community was not particularly interested in the logging industry or in the development of the railway. Several would settle in Mégantic in order to engage in commercial activities. This did not stop Mégantic from quickly becoming a mainly Francophone town. Scots from the Isle of Lewis were nearly all Presbyterian. Their churches were very sober, devoid of music and decoration. In social events called ceilidhs, Scots would gather around a fire, listen to stories, and sing traditional tunes. Some would even recite poetry. Known as bards, these Gaelic poets enjoyed a strong presence in the eastern townships. Finlay McRitchie and Oscar Dew were two such bards. Until the turn of the 20th century, the Gaelic language remained widely spoken in families of the eastern townships. Some 3,000 Gaelic speakers lived in the area at this time. However, this population suffered a significant demographic decline and English slowly took over. The Gaelic language is no longer spoken today in the eastern townships. Did you know? Settled by Scottish immigrants in the mid-1800s, the Presbyterian churches of Scotstown and Gould held on to the Gaelic-speaking roots of their ancestors until well into the 1900s. Bringing their Gaelic Bibles with them when they immigrated, it was only natural that the first church services were held in Gaelic. In Gould, the first services of the Chalmers Presbyterian Church were organized in 1845, and the first church was built in 1849. The church building was later replaced by a larger one in 1892. When the Methodist, Congregational, and Presbyterian Churches of Canada chose to unite in 1925 to form the United Church, some members of Chalmers were not ready to join the union. As a result, they formed a new Presbyterian church in Lingwick called Emmanuel Presbyterian Church. Although English gradually replaced Gaelic as the language used for services, the church continued to hold some services in Gaelic up until 1930. In 1949, Emmanuel Presbyterian Church decided to join the union and amalgamated with Chambers United Church. In Scotstown, the first meetings of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church were organized in 1876, and the church was built in 1881 until 1882. Similar to Chalmers, when St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church joined the Union in 1925, some members preferred to remain Presbyterian and established St. Paul's Presbyterian Church in Scotstown as a result. The church building was built in 1926 until 1927. Here, congregants were able to hold on to the tradition of Gaelic services even longer than in Lingwick. The services at St. Paul's alternated between English and Gaelic, at first weekly, and then by 1933 on a monthly basis until Gaelic services were abandoned entirely in the mid-1950s. Join us next time when we talk about how Francophones changed the region's demographic profile.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.